This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Our Father, we have come to worship you. We honor you, Jesus. Give you praise. Thank you for light that is shining. Thank you, my Father. Honor to your name, Lord. Giving you glory. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you. Give you glory. Thank you. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's read from verse 10. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, and another builded thereon. But let every man take heed how he builded thereupon. For that foundation can no man lay than that which is there. And what is the foundation? Which is what? Jesus Christ. If any man build upon this foundation, so there's a foundation that every man should build upon. And the foundation every man should build upon, he should build upon Jesus Christ. Because no foundation can any man lay that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So the foundation that is laid is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the foundation that is laid. And then let's go to Isaiah chapter 28. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. So you can see that the person that lay a foundation is the Lord God. So it's the Lord God that laid Jesus Christ. The Lord God laid Jesus Christ as a foundation. But every man must not build on any other thing. Everyone must build on the foundation the Lord God laid. If you don't build on what the Lord God laid, you build on any other. He said, for no other foundation. But let every man take it out. According to the grace of God, which is, I have laid the foundation. Another build thereupon. Let every man take it now, he build upon. For no other foundation can be laid than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That which is laid. So God laid Jesus Christ. The Lord God laid Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ should be the foundation of every life. Because why? Shaking is coming upon the earth. I read from the book of Haggai chapter 2, 6 to 7. Why every man must be laid on Jesus Christ. To be laid on Jesus Christ is not to believe in Jesus Christ. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you don't have foundation. That you become born again, filled with Holy Ghost, does not mean you have foundation of Jesus in you. Paul said, I lay it. They have to lay Jesus Christ out of you. But you must believe first before they can lay on your inside. But because you are born again, filled with Holy Ghost, and tongue talking, does not mean that Jesus as a foundation of the Lord God have been laid on your inside. And where the Lord God laid Jesus is in Zion. I've said Zion is a spiritual what? A spiritual coordinate in the realm of the spirit. I said Zion is in the spirit. They laid him there. And every man must journey into that level of sin so that where they lay it, they can also lay it in you. Because God's intention is to lay what they did in Zion, because you should be part of Zion's stone, New Testament stone. So God is constituting spiritual Zion. David built the Zion in Palestine. Solomon built Jerusalem. Solomon is a son to David. And that both Zion and Jerusalem are their spiritual reality or spiritual version of the one that is in the Middle East in Palestine, or the Zion and Jerusalem that is in heaven. Because heaven also has their Zion. The present Zion is in the company of seraphs. All seraphs made of Zionist stones. Or angels. Second heaven, where angels are called Zions or the present heaven. But where they laid Jesus as a foundation in the midst of spiritual Zion, they laid Jesus in the midst of spiritual Zion. And that spiritual Zion, they are still constituting it. They are still constituting it. But they make sure that they have laid the foundation and expecting every stone that will be part of that company. They are trying to take them from the church. But the church is not Zion. I've seen people think that church is Zion. Church is not Zion. Church is ecclesia, which means the court at once. Church is not yet Zionic. What God will take his company of Zion, men that will make Zion after they are patterned. After the similitude of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who made up the Zionic mountain, or those who made up the Zionic wall, are those that will be ready to go through the process of God turning them from flesh to spirits. God, Zion is made up of spiritual stone. You'll find that in 1 Peter chapter 2. Whose coming is unto a living stone. So verse 3. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So it shows that you cannot be part of this thing. Who is the Lord? They put who the Lord is. Verse 4. To whom coming I was as unto a living stone. So the Lord that is gracious is referred to who? Living stone. Because they said it, I've laid in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. That's Isaiah 28. A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. So we saw what they lay as a foundation in Zion is a stone himself. It's a stone. And this stone that they lay in Zion is a living stone. So it's a living one. And you cannot live if you are not spirits. Because the letter kill it. It is the spirit that quicken it. So that's why I said that spiritual Zion, those who will consider spiritual Zion, must have turned from flesh to spirit. So you can never be part of Zionist stone if you are a flesh. No flesh is part of ritual Zion. No flesh. So, before I can be part of those that they will connect to the foundation, or connect to a precious cornerstone, who is the sure foundation that God placed in Zion. God firstly designed the Zion stone. God first of all puts foundation in place. Nobody built downward. We all build what? Upward. So the first thing that the Lord God did is that God went to go and lay the foundation of Zion. Despite there is no frame yet. Every man, when any man buy a land, the first thing he does, after he have done all the survey, either he will fence it. And even if you're going to fence it, you're going to do foundation for the fencing. You're going to dig and lay foundation for the fencing before you put foundation. Because you don't want, you can't just put foundation on the surface of the ground, on the playground. You dig and you lay, depending on the topography or the kind of soil that you are building on. Even some foundation, if it's a very waterlogged area, you have to still do you what? You do piling for foundation of your fence, not the house. A fence, you do piling for it. So that the fence does not collapse. Even not the building. So, before God made the heaven and the earth, before God populated the inhabitant of those habitations, God located a realm and constituted his own Zion. He laid the foundation of his own Zion. Why? Somebody should ask me, why? Because God wants to dwell. God wants to live in Zion. Zion is a visible spiritual realm. You know, God lives in a realm that no man can come in there. God lives in eternity. And so, no creation can come there. So when I say God, I'm talking about the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. When they thought of, let us come into appearance, let's come into manifestation. Because if they are there, there won't be anything first. And nobody, nothing, we know that there are beings that are there, that are existing. There are only three of them that we know themselves. And they have opportunity. And God could have created, God has people to have created things and disappear back to eternity. And nobody will know there's any God. We all believe the theory that man originated from ape. That was revolution that happened to man. But God, immediately God came out of eternity and came into the realm of manifestation, appearance. And that place that God came into appearance is the realm of the spirit. It's the realm of the spirit. Angel cannot see the place. It's the word that they call everlasting. You read that from the book of Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains we are brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth. Before God formed the earth, and before the Lord formed the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So maybe God came out of eternity. God came to a world called everlasting. That's the first word that God stepped out when God manifested appear is everlasting. Therefore, that everlasting world, God laid foundation. That now that I've left my eternal abode, now that I've journeyed out of eternity, I will still need, because God inhabits eternity. We read that in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 57. For thus said the high and the lofty one. That what? That inhabited eternity. So that's the habitation of God. That inhabited means habitation of God is eternity. So if God leave that eternal habitation and brought for a world called everlasting. So in that everlasting, he laid the foundation like every man will do. Since that I bought a piece of land, I will lay the foundation. So when God came into everlasting, God laid foundation there. And what God used to lay foundation is a person. This wrote in the book of 1 Peter, they say, he slayed the lamb from the foundation of the world. There's Revelation 13, there's Peter, 18 to 20. For as much as you know that you were not redeeming corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Want to go? Who verily was foreordained? Foreordained where? Before the foundation of the world, but was manifest. So this is account of Peter. That Jesus was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before God made the heaven and the earth. So immediately God came out of eternity and came into the world of everlasting. He laid the foundation. And the person that he used to lay foundation is a being. He's a being of God. And is the second person in the Trinity that used as a foundation that we carry God. Is the person of Lord Jesus Christ. Though there's no yet frame in there. Because what we frame that habitation, what we frame that dwelling, amen. Because he said, for I will dwell among them. Where God wants to dwell among. I will dwell in their midst. They shall be my people. I shall be their God. So let's read Revelation 21:30. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, tabernacle of God. What is tabernacle? Dwelling of God. What's tabernacle? Habitation of God. Tabernacle of God. Tabernacle of God, what? Is with men. And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. And he himself shall be with God. And God himself shall be with them. And be what? God himself. It's not another God. God himself. He that inhabits eternity himself. God himself. God. This God that nobody can see. God that dwelt in light. That nobody can come into nor approach into a light. They say, himself shall dwell among them and shall be with them. If someone is calling me and say, Pastor, is everything? Oh, I followed the service. Pastor Peter told me that you are coming. Yes. And I was so happy that I heard you are coming. I say, Pastor Peter is with me. Yeah. So what does it mean? That doesn't say it's mean that no, that doesn't mean that we are together. That is right away. As we are told, say, Pastor Peter is with me. Yeah. Say, God himself shall dwell with them. One day, man, you will see God. You will see God. That being that looks mysterious. You will see him. That purpose is to say, God shall be with them. That you can sink. They put that in God himself. Because you can invite a president for a function. You can invite some KBAC that will carry the KBAC staff authority. Say, Oni of Ife, say, you will send one of the chief, or Tun, or Oba. Can come. But when they say only himself will be there. So that's why they cannot lay the foundation where God himself will be. They have to lay the foundation with a God himself. That's why he had to be Jesus. No foundation can any man lay that will lay. Which is what? Christ, Jesus Christ. Because it is God himself that wants to come and dwell with men and dwell among people. So you cannot lay where God will come because you need to know who God is. When you read book of Agai and you read book of Psalm, they say, what did Resis saw that make him to be running? Resis saw God and started running. In the book of Revelation chapter 6, God just opened his face. The earth departed like a scroll. Just the face of God alone. Earth departed like a scroll. Revelation 6:12. And I beheld when he had opened his sixth seal, and lo, there was earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree cast on a timely flea, when she's shaking of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as the scroll, when it's rolled together, and every mountain, island, we are moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and rich men, and the chief captain, and the mighty men, and every bond, and every female, hid themselves in the dens, and the rocks of the mountain, and set of the mountain, and the rock, fall on us, and what everybody? Hide dust on the face of him that sit there on the throne. Everybody were hiding. Everything ran away. Everywhere. So this being, we dwell himself, we dwell. That's the greatest promise. Or that's the greatest promise of God. The great promise of God for you can claim is not money. And so because of that, where God himself will dwell, walk, it act to use the world or the person of what? Of the Son of God. To what? To lay the foundation. He laid the foundation. Because it was laying foundation for what? For where he will dwell. And after you have laid the foundation, you want to start building. Matthew 7 from verse 24. Matthew 7 verse 24. I've established that the foundation of God that is ought to sure. The word sure means living stone. If the foundation is also a living stone, and anybody that will be part of that building must be a living stone. Let's read Matthew 7 from verse 24. Look at this, everybody. Look how they are going to make up that building. They are going to place on that foundation that they built. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to a wise man. Eh? Who builded his house upon a rock? You should have, the rock had been existing first. So this a rock. Who is this a rock? He built up a rock. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And what's that rock? That rock was Christ. No foundation can be laid than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I've laid in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. So this rock is what every man must build upon. So the rock there is Christ. But it's not just only Christ, a perfect man. Is Christ the Son of the living God. So this rock, because it's not just a dry stone, it's a precious cornerstone. It's a sure foundation. I will know, sure is living. So Jesus is a living stone, which every lively stone will be built upon. Let's read 1 Peter 2, verse 3. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. Can you see? A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Who then? Who are the next person? You also. Say you also. As what? A lively stone, are built up. So that means he is a living stone. It was a living stone that was the disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. God chose our and precious. Yeah. So it's not just him alone that should be a living stone. He wants to also want to, you also should become living stone. Because you will only put a stone upon living stone. What God has laid in Zion is a living stone. What is a living stone? Is Christ, the Son of the living God. So if you are not lively, you cannot stay on the living stone. If you are a flesh, the church is not Zion. Because we have men that are still flesh in church. Because what God wants to build upon living stone are spiritual houses. You also as a spiritual stone are built up a spiritual house. So it shows that a lively stone is a spiritual stone. So how many Christians are spiritual in church today? So we have Christians born again, filled with Holy Ghost, but they're not spiritual. So you cannot be a stone except you have go through the process of making you spiritual. And making you spiritual is converting you from flesh. When Jesus asked Peter, who do men say I am? Say, that are the Christ. Want to go? The Son of the living God. What did he say? Blessed are thou, Simon, Bar Jonah, for flesh and blood. Say that everybody has not revealed this to you. Because flesh cannot know Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh cannot know lively stone. These are law indeed of men, chosen of God and precious. Flesh and blood cannot know that. For flesh and blood to come into that understanding, they must have converted the flesh to become spiritual. It must be undergoing a process of metamorphosis, conversion. And that conversion is changing the makeup of that manner of souls. So that's why the first process before you can arrive where the living stone have been put, which is the realm of the spirit, is that you have to go through a process of converting you from flesh to becoming spiritual. That is when you appear in Zion. So that's what David was speaking. They move from strength to strength. Everyone that appeared before God in Zion. Because where they have put the living stone, you have to appear there. And you cannot appear there when you are in flesh. For you to appear there, you must become spiritual. And what is becoming spiritual is your soul. There are principles, protocol of making you spiritual. And so they start you making you spiritual by downloading faith teaching to you, faith program. Faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You must start receiving materials that are not seen, substances of things that are not seen, and you must use it to live your life. You must use it to obey your life. God told me to go back and start from the basis again and build upward. It's time for us to ascend higher. But we can't ascend higher. We must strengthen the foundation so that what we are going to, there's a way to carry it. So what's going to made up? Dull people are those who are spiritual. And to be spiritual means that you are converted onto lively stones. And I say, material for converting you from flesh to spirit is faith. Faith has substances. And those substances of faith are things not seen. When you have access to those materials of faith, they change your composition. The way your soul is composed as flesh, they begin to convert you. Substance of faith are commandments. And those commandments are life. They are life. Life that can convert a man. Life that can change a man. Because grass withereth and flower falleth. For all flesh is grass. And the glory of flesh like a flower of the field. That's why God will never use flesh to build. They won't put flesh on lively stone. They must put that which can endure, that which can abide on flesh. They must put it on the lively stone. So you must take serious things that lead to your conversion. You must be serious. When I say serious, you must pay attention. Pay attention. Not everything can make you spiritual. Anything that cannot make you spiritual, don't waste your time on it. Whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. It is only his sayings of his that can bring forth conversion. Because wind is coming on the earth. Flood is about to come on the earth. Rain is about to come on the earth. And wind that's about to come upon the earth will bring anything that is not built on Jesus Christ down. Anything that is flesh. Joker was teaching that in the book of Matthew 24. He said, because of what is going to come upon the heart, he said, no flesh shall be saved. Joker said with his mouth, no flesh shall be saved. That's why if you want to be saved in those days, you must become lively stones. Become lively stones. Become lively stone. And what will make it to be lively stone is the saying of our Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, hear the saying of man, I would like to be a wise man that build his house or build his life on a rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus, who is a lively stone that is disallowed by men. Men don't like Christ. They don't like what he represents. But we must subscribe to that life. I don't want us to just come to church. I want us to pay attention to what they are giving to us. And this word that they are saying to us, which is leads to our conversion, leads to our change, our transformation. Which is why I hear this in our mind. And do it then. We must not only hear, we must be a doer. Because it is not the hearer that is blessed, book of James. It's the doer
that is blessed.
Those are the ones that are blessed. What is being blessed? Blessed. To be blessed means you change your person. Because if you look at me, you have one good you should do to yourself. What is that good? Turn myself from flesh to spirit. Do that to yourself. Make sure you do that to yourself. Don't remain in flesh. Don't be fleshy in your mind. Don't be fleshy in your thoughts. Don't be fleshy in your imagination of your heart. God said in the book of Genesis chapter 6, my spirit will not strive with man, for himself is flesh. God don't want man to be flesh. God wants man to be spiritual. Eventually, God wants man to be spirits. Your soul should be spiritual. Your soul should become spirit. Quickened spirit. Like that of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to pray that you will not remain a flesh. That you will not be a grass that wither away. God knows they be shanty. Where God wants to dwell. God built with stones. Like Solomon built with stones. God wants to build you up. And build you very, very well up. You have to respond to the Lord very well. That will respond to your sayings. I will do your sayings. I will value what you are teaching me. And what you are showing me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Father, for how you have blessed us this short time. That your desire is that we should become lively stones. Because you want to build us as a spiritual house that can offer acceptable sacrifice to God. And you cannot offer a spiritual sacrifice to God except Romans 12. I beseech brethren by the mercy of God that you present your body to God a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. It's your reasonable service so that we can be like living stone that you placed there. We too can become lively, living bodies. Men that are living. Thank you, Father. Therefore, light that is shining upon our heart. Therefore, grace that you are ministering. Therefore, strength that's available. We give you praise, our Father. We ask that this word will re-echo down into our consciousness. Amen. We fetch instruction and commandment. Amen. We hate the way of flesh, amen, which is the way of all men. We will not descend to the pits, amen, nor go to the way of them that perish, amen, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for honoring us. Thank you for honoring your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.